Well, buongiorno. Buongiorno, I am back, and I'm very annoyingly now Italian. I have been swanning around in Europe, having the fucking best time. God, I love travel. I love it. Don't get me wrong, I love being back. I'm very happy I'm back. But I'm different. And I've just been sitting thinking about how different I am and how much travel changes us. And I think that's why we should travel. And so I saw stuff, I ate stuff, and I felt differently being away. And now I get to bring some of that back to me, right? And it's like, I don't want to, I'm really into constant change. Like, I think constant change is awesome. And I don't want to just go back to being the same person I was. I think that's a waste. That would be a waste of an air flight, wouldn't it? So I'm now, it's really funny, my daughter keeps saying, oh, that's right, I forgot you're Italian. I'm like, mate, I am Italian now. Now, I'm obviously not Italian, but just for a little bit, I'm going to identify as Italian because fuck, I loved Italy. And I'm really into what I loved. So I've been trying to think about what I loved about it. And then I'm like, what am I going to bring back into my life from Italy? First thing, coffee habit completely changed because now I'm into single shot espresso and a little tiny, like a shot, like you do a shot of vodka or a shot of alcohol, very tiny little, very strong, intense coffee. And the first few times I was like, oh, you know, and I've always drunk black coffee really anyway. But now I'm like, occasionally I'll have a wee soy latte if I want something fluffy because I'm no good with dairy. But what I noticed the first few times I had the espresso in Italy, it was very fucking small and very intense. But I love it. And what's great is I would normally have two double shot coffees a day. Well, now I can have four coffees because I have four teeny weeny ones. So the greedy bitch in me fucking loves that. So four little coffees, that's four moments of like, ooh, and it hits different. And I just love that. So anyway, that's the morning thing. And I've always been a savory breakfast person. I love a cooked breakfast. And when I was away, I was having pastry dipped in coffee. It was a sweet breakfast thing. Anyway, it was fucking lovely. The other thing is I really like the idea of having an aperitif. So every day over there we had like an Aperol Spritz or a Hugo Spritz. Now, I'm really big on Hugo Spritz. Hugo Spritz, and I'm not a big drinker of alcohol. I don't really drink much alcohol. But I got into these Hugo Spritzes and they're 50% Prosecco, like champagne, with soda water and mint and lime. So they're like this really fucking sexy kind of, I think they're like an Italian mojito, but they're just beautiful and they're bitter. So they have a bitterness to them with the soda and the champagne and the lime. And what that actually does is set your stomach up for food. So I'm really into having like a bitter drink pre-dinner, a pre-dinner bitter drink. So these are the things, like just the drinking, you know. Walked a lot. I'm trying to work out how to keep, I walk 25,000 steps a day. In fact, no, I think my friend who was with us on the trip, I think they worked out we were, I think 17,000 steps a day was the average we did because we had a couple of rainy days we did fuck all. But 17,000 steps, that is so much. That's more than my fat ass normally moves. So now I'm trying to work out how can I go back into my life but fit in so much walking? Because when we were over there, we just walked and walked and walked. And I love walking, but I've got to tell you, I get bored. And so I like walking. I like meandering around. And I like to see things. So I'm trying to work out where can I walk for, say, 2 hours where I find there's stuff to look at or that keeps me interested. Because if I just wander around my neighborhood, I'll get bored out of my fucking head. So anyway, I've got to work out how to get steps in. So I'm back for my first full week as a New Zealand Italian and a Kiwi a Kiwi Italian. So, and I'm just like, I've been buying lots of Italian ingredients. I've been at the supermarket finding mozzarella. I've been buying pancetta. I've been buying, I made olive tapenade tonight. Oh my God. So anyway, I've just lots of Parmesan, yummy food things. So I'm eating differently. I just feel different. And I'm all committed. Like in Milan, everyone walks around looking like they're out of a magazine. They don't just throw on their active wear like fucking lazy New Zealanders. So I'm into sort of being more dressed up. I've always been into being dressed up, but I've got a refreshed respect for it. So that's me. I loved it. And anyway, this week is just getting my head back in the game. Got a lot of stuff to do. Michaela and I have meetings. We have big meetings this week because we launched the Energy Festivals for 2026, very exciting, four venues. So now we've got four venues to sort out, which is a lot. It's like organising four weddings because there's Hamilton, Wellington, Christchurch and Alexander, and each one is like a wedding because it's a whole day at a beautiful venue with a beautiful meal, and it's just fun. Man, it's fun. So you should come. You really should come. So we set these up. So like Hamilton is not designed just for people in Hamilton. It's not for just those in the mighty Waikato. I set up Hamilton so that people from Taupo, Tauranga and Auckland could all congregate somewhere. So I thought that was fun. Wellington, we're not doing Wellington, we're doing Wairarapa, sorry. So if you are from Palmerston North, Hawke's Bay or Wellington, then you can come to the Wairarapa. And if you are from Queenstown, Dunedin, Wanaka, Alexandra is the place for you. And then we are doing a gorgeous venue in Christchurch. So we didn't do that last year. So there's lots of stuff to do because we've got, you know, all the advertising and promotion and blah, 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 all of that. I've got lots of mentoring this week because I haven't talked to anyone for a couple of weeks. I've been off the grid, off the grid. And so that's me. I've got lots of little jobbies to do. I've still got shit to unpack because I've been a bit unorganized. I've got to set my handbag up. That's my first job today because I had a little crossbody travel bag because in Europe there's a lot of pickpockets and you get told you've got to have all this. Yeah. Shit to keep your body safe. You've got to have all your stuff strapped to you. So I had a very cool little crossbody bag, but I'll look like a right knob wandering around town. So I need to reset up my handbag with all of my essential things. And I do like that. My little pouches, you know. So anyway, I've got to do that. I bought some new glasses, as in optical glasses in Italy. So I've got to take those to the optician this week and get my lenses put in them. So that's a little bit exciting because they're a bit funky. They're a bit cool. And no one else is going to have those in New Zealand because this brand isn't even sold in New Zealand. So that's exciting. So that's me. Just lots of clients and lots of reintegration, but keeping my Italian best. I want to stay a little bit Italian. That's what I want to do, while I reconnect with my New Zealand self. And I'll just be, you know, looking at, it's so good. I have not had a break, like a break as in done no work at all. I did no work at all for 2.5 weeks. And that has not happened for me in a very long time. And that is actually, you know, some of you will go, oh, that's terrible. You should have more regular holidays. I love my work and I don't really care. And my work is my life and my life is my work and I am me and I love what I do. And so it's like when I say I've had time off, you know, when I'm over summer and things, but I'm still doing social media. I'm still writing. I did nothing. I just walked and ate and absorbed three new countries. I had lunch in Slovenia. Three new countries I did in 2.5 weeks. Fuck, it was amazing. Just so good for me, like so inspiring. I feel lit up. I feel inspired. I laughed. I saw people. I saw things I wanted. I saw things I didn't want. I saw people I loved the idea of. I saw people I thought, fuck, I never want to be like that. You know, and it gives you time out of your life to think about who you want to be. Like, this is why I've always done retreats and I run Repotted to give women the experience of taking themselves away. And Repotted's only for 3 days. It's only a little takeaway, but it's quite intense. not intense bad, it's intense wonderful, but it's quite like it's off the grid. You are eating different food, you're hanging out with different people. It's just a very cool experience. And you get to learn about yourself. I love that. Learning about ourselves is our job. When I've learned, and guess what I found out? I'm Italian. Oh, prego. That's what they say. They say prego. And prego means you're welcome. You're welcome. I got all my words fucked up. I was making all my words up wrong. I made up a word. I got sick of saying, oh, buongiorno, and buongiorno seemed a little bit long. And so when I was tired, I would walk into a shop and I'd say, oh, morno. And morno became my hybrid word for morning and buongiorno. Morno. They just looked at me like I was fucking weird, but I don't care. I made up a lot of words because I couldn't remember the words. But anyway, fuck, it was fun. It was so much fun. So there you go. Have a wonderful week. Go and clean out your handbag. Book yourself a trip. Come to Repotted. You know, if you only want 3 days away, that's the best 3 days I can ever offer you. Or if you just want one day, you could come to my energy festival. But yeah, just go and have a meeting with yourself and work out who you're going to be this week. I'm going to be Italian. I'll be having 3 to 4 coffees a day and a lot of olives. There you go. That's me. Good week. See you soon.